Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Disney board meeting, and thank you for being on time. As you know, we're in a bit of a crunch for funds right now, and we have sat around and really have brainstormed some great ways to generate income and cut costs where we can here at Disneyland. And one of the things we came up with is be your own ticket taker. Now, we've looked at certain grocery stores that have tried this, and we think this is a great idea. Now, the way this is going to work, you walk up to the ticket area, and you scan your own ticket. Now, we're going to incorporate the honor system here. We're going to put signs in there. We trust you here at the Magic Kingdom, and have Mickey, pointing at you, kind of doing this, like naughty, naughty with his finger. So like, Mickey's watching you, that kind of a thing. So be your own ticket taker. Then, we'll teach the patrons that come to the park, the guests, to look and spot their own fake ticket. So they'll know. They hold it up to the sun and see, if it's a fake ticket or some type of, fake ticket. Anyway, also the food carts will also be on the honor system, and they'll be more of a buffet style. We're going to put the same type of signs around saying, leave your money, honey, and take only what you can eat. That kind of a thing. We think is really going to be great here at Disneyland. Also, we know that there will always be a number of older folks coming to the park. And they're going to bring their little scooter vehicles. And we're going to, unfortunately, make some changes with the parades. And we're going to really get the patrons of the park with these scooters involved with our parades. And so we're going to put them in as parades. We're going to dress them up as Beauty and the Beast and, have a lot of flowing headdresses with this group of scooters going down the street, and we think it's really going to be cute. We're going to be playing the Disney music and different things, and they'll turn their lights on and off and kind of do little formations. And unfortunately, we have to kind of keep people off the street because, they may kind of veer off and run somebody over. But anyway, the scooter parades, we think it's going to be great, incorporating the elderly folks that come to our parks. And another thing, with land like it is today, we're unfortunately going to have to sell the Mickey and Friends parking structure. It's really a prime spot there. And we're going to move our parking to Colton. And then we're going to, have some little shuttle buses and skateboards, and people can hitchhike, and people can hop on trains to get from Colton to Anaheim to come to the parks. And we think that that's just a great way to really cut costs and to raise some revenue for us. And of course, it's going to be a boon for the people in Colton. Just so that you know, Colton is in the Inland Empire. The Inland Empire, it's over by San Bernardino, which is next to Riverside, and the Mission Inn is there. Okay, and remind that. You know where Palm Springs is? Okay, it's kind of, well, it's if you were going from, let's say, Anaheim to Palm Springs, and if your car broke down, you would just kind of stay in the car and pray. Anyway, also, as you all know, we are phasing out smoking from the films, and we're also going to be phasing out smoking in the parks, and we'll be passing out little taser guns, and if we find anybody smoking, we're just gonna smoke them, for a while with the taser gun there. And we're going to have smoking alarms and different kinds of cameras with, smoke-sensitive lenses and things. And we are really going to crack down on those smokers, I'll tell you. And we're also going to remove any smoke from the rides, and no more fireworks, unfortunately. It's going to be kind of a big LED. We're going to put big, we're going to hold up big screens, and we're going to project LED fireworks on there. No more smoke. No smoke. Also, just a couple of more things with the rides in the park. We're going to do some more cutbacks. Unfortunately, I know it has to be this way. So instead of the Haunted Mansion, where it's going to be the Haunted Condo, it's going to be less room outside because of the association rules and things like that. So anyway, it's going to be 10 people every hour to go through this haunted condo. The Star Tours is going to be changed to Star Glances. It's going to be a much shorter ride, no movement, and you just close your eyes and kind of pretend. That's kind of going back to childhood, which is, you know, Disneyland, childhood, memories, that kind of thing. So we are going to have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Turn. It's a much shorter ride, and we think it's going to be great fun, the Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Turn. Also, we're going to be doing a little different thing with the submarines. I know that we just opened that, unfortunately. That's just far too much money to spend on electric and other types of ways to run that ride. So we're going to change it to the Getting Near Nemo dinghy jaunt. It's a little kind of a different water ride there. Soaring Over California is going to be changed to, you know, downsizing. It's going to be changed to Soaring Over Somebody's House. And we'll just kind of pick somebody at random. Hopefully no one is sunbathing out back or anything. But anyway, just Soaring Over Somebody's House. You know, hopefully we'll pick somebody that has a nice house, maybe. The most incredible thing is we're going to combine three rides together into one. And we're going to combine Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, and Thunder Mountain into one incredible ride. It's going to be called the Hill of Thrills. And it's going to be obviously a much shorter ride. And what's really incredible about this is we've got together with some high school graduates, and they have come up with the best way to combine these three rides into one short ride that really is going to be incredible. Now, picture in your mind, you're going a couple of feet in this car, and on the one side, you can look over to the right is Splash Mountain. We're going to have the animal and the scene. And then on the left side, we're going to have Big Thunder, which is going to be the goat chewing on the little dynamite there. And then if you look up, you're going to see stars, and that's going to represent Space Mountain. But now it's a part of the Hill of Thrills. And we think that that is really going to do well for our cost-cutting measures and for our revenue, for our pension plans and things like that. I know people don't like to talk about it, but anyway, there's a couple of more things that we really want to bring up, and we need you to get excited about it. We really need you to get excited about it. Anyway, we're going to, you know, the Disney Vacation Club is a really great way for us to kind of bilk every kind of penny out of these people that come to visit our parks. And so what we're going to do in Pirates, we're going to add some lines into Pirates of the Caribbean. So, you know, Jack, when he's drunk there, you know, yo-hoo, Pirates life for me, savvy? Have you ever thought about buying a Disney Vacation Club? You know, that kind of a thing. We'll kind of incorporate that in. We're going to do the same thing in the Haunted Mansion, you know. And beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now I will raise a safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Speaking of home, have you ever considered only a Disney Vacation Club home away from home? You know, that kind of a thing. We're going to do it at Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. You know, so he's there, and they, 4 score and 7 years ago. I don't do a very good Lincoln, but anyway. You know, 4 score and 7 years ago, speaking of scoring, you should look into the great deal on a Disney Vacation Club home. If you do, I'll cut this speech in half for you. Anyway, I blew that joke, but you understand what I'm trying to say there. But anyway, these are some measures I know are really going to do well for the Disney Company and the Disney Corporation. And I thank you so much for coming to our board meeting. And if you can leave your $20 to pay for the bagels and the coffee, that would just be fantastic. And again, my name is really unimportant at this time. Thank you so much for coming to the Disney board meeting.